We're going to touch on something today that is absolutely at the heart of breakthroughs. In fact, we've all been there, haven't we? You know, praying and hoping and persevering and doing seemingly all the right things, and yet nothing seems to happen, like the breakthrough doesn't come.
Yeah.
And we're still believing, but we're curious, like, what in the world is going on?
Stories stir the soul.
Stories reveal.
And stories heal.
In this podcast, we will give you an inside look at someone who's had a life-changing breakthrough.
Real people, real stories with real breakthroughs. As a health and wellness expert and coach, and Todd as a men's mentor,
we've seen firsthand what God can do when it comes to a breakthrough. So lean in, listen well. This could be your biggest breakthrough.
Hello, hello, and welcome to Your Biggest Breakthrough. I'm your host, Wendy Pett.
Hi, Wendy. I'm Todd Isburner.
Yes. Delight to be here with you today,
Todd. It really
Todd.
Is wonderful. So it's just the two of us. No special
guests. No guests today.
No, You'll be my special guest, and I'll be yours.
Oh, good.
Actually, well, it's our listener viewers who are our special guests.
That's true. I hope y'all don't tune out because we don't have a guest.
Exactly. We just gave you like a little alert. All right, I'm out of here.
No.
Well, here's the deal. We're going to touch on something today that is absolutely at the heart of breakthroughs. In fact, we've all been there, haven't we? You know, praying and hoping and persevering and doing seemingly all the right things, and yet nothing seems to happen. Like the breakthrough doesn't come.
Yeah.
And we're still believing, but we're curious, like, what in the world is going on?
Yeah, that's what this episode's all about, Todd, is when breakthroughs don't come.
Yeah.
So this is for anyone who is still kind of in that waiting season. Mm. And maybe you're not in that waiting season right now, but you've been there in the past, or maybe it's going to happen in the future. I mean, we all have these waiting seasons, but it's when that miracle doesn't come the way that you hoped.
Yeah.
Or when it feels like God is silent. I mean, that's the worst feeling ever, right?
Yeah, you want to basically just kind of check out.
Yeah,
it's like, well, the breakthrough's not going to happen. God's not listening, and I don't want to do it. Oh, my God.
Right. So this whole episode is to encourage you. We want to help you hang on and press through and not miss what God actually has you doing within the waiting season.
So let's take a look at, let's kind of break this apart.
All right, break it down for me.
I've outlined like seven steps or principles or thingamajiggies.
You
want to be aware of
principles.
As you talk about your and think about and pray about your breakthrough. So number one, this is kind of probably like the duh no brainer, but I got to say today, you really have to define what your breakthrough needs to be.
You
have to be very specific in making certain that you know exactly what the breakout is or the breakthrough.
Yeah,
it could be
that's
both
so
out or breakthrough.
Breakout. It could be a breakdance.
It could be that too.
Once you break through. But you know, you can't move forward towards something if you haven't really named the very thing that you're wanting to move towards. So when you said be specific, I mean, like within, you know, a breakthrough in your marriage or a breakthrough in finances, a breakthrough in your health. But I'm talking even more specific than that because that's just so general, right? So you've got to be so specific. And I, you know, I remember actually writing out something that I was wanting to be really clear, crystal clear about. And I journaled a lot about this particular thing. And it helped me immensely. Like, not just having something on like my vision board, because that's one of the ways I get real clear on things as well, but journaling and making it so crystal clear, I was able to have the breakthrough that I was looking for because I knew what I was after.
Wow. Was that me?
Yeah, it was totally you. Yeah. It's not always about you, Todd.
I knew it.
It's not always about you.
I'm Wendy's breakthrough.
Well, yeah, you kind of are.
Let's go back to the basics here. You do have to be very specific, and writing it down really sort of locks it in.
It does.
And
it does.
Here's a scripture verse. Not that we're just like randomly throw scripture verses.
Yeah, we
at
are.
You.
We're going to.
Okay, we will. This one is, I think, very appropriate. It's from Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 2. It kind of goes like this in the NLT version. Write the vision down. Make it plain on tablets so he may run who reads it.
Yeah.
So you will be encouraged. You'll be motivated. You'll be reminded. Once you write it down specifically.
You will take action.
Yeah.
Yeah, you will run with it.
All right, let's look at number two.
Number two. Are you ready? drum roll. No, I'm just kidding. Okay. So we need to examine our why. And we've talked about that before. And I talk about that on the Visibly Fit podcast with the health and wellness kind of category. We need to have a why. Why do we want to get healthy and well? Same here in the breakthroughs. Why? Why do we want this breakthrough?
Yeah. You know, and again, we sort of slide over that because we sort of know in our head, well, of course I know why. But do you really, have you really examined what's your motive in terms of getting this breakthrough? Is it, you know, for comfort? Is it for control? Is it something that you believe will bring God glory? But it's really important to understand, why do I really need and want and must have this breakthrough?
You know, this makes me think about, you know, when you ask about whys, you should ask the why several times, like 5 or 6 inch deep.
Yes, yeah.
Like, okay, you just said control. I'm like, well, that's really not a good why. But you're like, why do I want to be in control? Or why do I want control of the situation? And then it breaks it down even more. And then why that? Why that? And then you really get to the true deep-rooted why.
So I thought I had a why on a breakthrough. This is years ago.
Uh-huh.
It was in regards to relationship, not ours.
Okay.
But many years ago. And I really believe that the breakthrough I was looking for the outcome was going to be a really good thing. And it turned out the breakthrough did not happen. And in hindsight...
No, the breakthrough did.
Yeah, this breakthrough. but in hindsight, I actually misaligned with what God wanted.
Mm.
So it's what I wanted. And I thought I had the
That's
right
a good
one.
Word.
But I think it's really not thick. It is so crucial for us. Understand her why, and does it line up with what you believe God wants?
Oh, that's good. That's good. Well, I do want to throw out a little scripture here.
Come on.
So James 4:3 says, you ask and you do not receive because you ask wrongly to spend it on your passions. So yeah, how many times are we asking the Lord for things, again, that aren't in alignment with his will for our lives?
You know, I think if we really examine that carefully, there's some breakthroughs that we might be thinking about that we could shove off the table. And just decide, you know, they're not that important or they're not. Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
All right, number three, here is something very important, and that is just expansion what we're talking about. Make sure this is lining up with God's will, because sometimes when there's a delay, we sort of assume, well, then, you know, maybe God doesn't want it for me. But sometimes God's delays mean he's putting other things in place, and really it's a form of protection or redirection for you.
No, that's so true. I mean, God's no is always a yes to something better. I mean, we've heard that before, right? He's got something even better for us, even when it doesn't feel like it at the time.
Wait a minute, I never heard that before.
You haven't?
No, God's no is sometimes...
usually a yes, like
it's
something better. Yeah.
Yeah, that's He's worth got pondering.
Okay.
Let me just ponder for a moment.
Ponder.
All right, keep going. That's
but good. Yeah, I love that because, you know, again, is it in alignment with God's will?
Yeah.
Is that really where our direction is going? Because if it's not, then God's got something better. So we just have to trust and surrender. And that's a big piece of that breakthrough too.
Yeah. So how about
this? How are you with that?
No,
surrendering,
actually,
trusting.
Yeah, I'm so on that, all over that, in fact. But it just reminds me again that if you start there with what God's will is, and I just got to back up for a second, because then it's going to be easier to define the breakthrough and reexamine your why.
Yeah.
But here's a scripture verse that I think is appropriate.
Okay.
It's 1 John 5:14. And this is how it goes. It goes, this is the confidence that we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us.
Yeah.
And I cannot tell you how many times in my own life I have brought this before the Lord and said, God, I'm approaching you with something I know I want. I just want to really make sure that I'm asking this according to your will.
Yeah.
And God has so many wonderfully loving ways of showing us or answering with a yes or no.
And I do think that people, or I have, abused the idea in the scripture of that God wants your heart's desire.
Oh my goodness. That's a whole episode.
That is right. So yeah. So it does have to be in alignment with God's will. And then when it is, you want to take some massive action. And that's the next number four. You want to make massive effort to make this happen. And so what does that look like? And usually if you've been listening to this podcast long enough, you understand and know that just about every breakthrough is spiritual. It's a spiritual breakthrough first.
It starts there.
It really does. And it often requires your participation, my participation. And that's the big part too. It's not like I'm just going to sit on the couch and wait for God to magically
do
whatever.
But how many times do we do that? We just, I need this breakthrough, Lord God. And then you just sit there and you wait for God to do it all. And there are times where God does do it all and you don't even have to touch it. But the majority of the times, God wants to get us engaged in it and put this like this massive action plan together, like start writing it out, start taking action on it. And you'll be amazed at how the doors can fly open once you put a little elbow grease into the deal.
Yeah, it is about, you know, it's obedience, but it's like discipline. It's all those things that he wants to see that we are, well, I don't know, but I think he wants to see that we are as serious about it as he is, right? And so are we showing up for that breakthrough?
Yeah. So here's a scripture from James chapter 2, verse 17, we're all familiar with, but I think we can apply it to these breakthroughs that we're talking about. It goes like this: faith by itself, if it is not accompanied by action, is dead. It's worthless. It's useless.
Right.
So we do have to put action to our faith.
In prayer. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Because I think a lot of times we do just want to pray it through and we've got to. Got to get moving.
I mean,
got to get moving.
Raise your hand if that's true for you.
I know. Yeah, we've all done it, right?
So when you have this clarity on the breakthrough, you know it's in line with God's will, and you're putting your action plan together, you're starting to move on it, and things still don't happen, then what?
Yeah, well, then you want to use
Number five
principles. And we call this the P principle, okay?
Because it all starts with P's, the letter P.
It all starts with P's.
Isn't that clever?
Clever. Yes. So, yeah, so that's what has helped push along, us through a lot of long waits.
Is some
of these P principles.
Can't tell you how many times we've...
The spiritual resistance.
Yeah. I mean, like... many, many times, in many instances, we've had to apply the P principle.
Yeah. So,
and so it goes like this. Number one.
I feel like I should start like rapping. Here it goes.
Number one, P. For this is like the obvious one. It's like pray.
Yeah. We know that. Yeah.
Well, yes, we do know that. But remember, Jesus said something about praying.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that we need to ask.
Yeah.
And it will be given to you. You need to seek and you will find. You need to knock and the door will be open to you.
That's good.
Pretty basic.
And we need to persist, not just in that prayer, but persist in the actions in which we have been directed by the Lord to take.
Yeah.
Right? We need to be persistent with that. Don't just stop when it gets hard, because a lot of times it's hard.
Yeah.
If you want that breakthrough, you're not going to get it in the comfort zone. The breakthrough happens when you're in the muck and the mire. Yeah. Like, it is just
you don't
ugly.
Get the breakthrough in the comfort zone, people.
No, you
if
just
if you're
don't.
Comfortable, the breakthrough ain't happening.
It ain't happening. So right. You got to persist. And here's a scripture verse that goes with persist. I was thinking about is Matthew 7.
Yeah.
7-8.
Yeah.
And it's, oh, you already said that.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. You just said that one.
Okay, well,
you took my scripture
verse.
Well,
it's worth repeating. Because Jesus
said it. I will repeat it. So it's ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be open to you.
All right,
and so I want to share a story about that too, actually, because.
In a moment.
Okay.
Unless you have another story.
Then the two
that we're planning on giving here.
Go ahead. This breakthrough.
All right.
Is
so we're going to pray.
Try not to control the podcast.
We're going to persist, continuing out the P principle. We're going to persevere.
Yes. Yes.
So you know better than anybody from your other breakthroughs that perseverance seems to be the real key in hanging in there.
Yeah.
Because when adversity hits you and you are just being just completely overwhelmed by all the obstacles that are challenging, it's pretty easy at that point to say, well, this must not be the way it's going to go. I think I need to just call it quits here. Sometimes, yes, it is time to call it quits, but more often than not, it's you got to dig down and you got to persevere. And I love this verse from Galatians chapter 6, verse 9. Let us not grow weary in doing good, for at the proper time, we will reap a harvest if we do not give up.
Wow. Oh, what a message, huh? Such a good scripture verse. We should actually print that one off.
Put it on our foreheads.
Put on our foreheads or on the refrigerator. The next one is the P principle, is being positive. And, it's just so important. You know, the Bible tells us to guard our mind and guard our thoughts and our words And there's a reason for that, because when we are positive, it helps us see things differently than most people. We have a different perspective, a different lens, and people around us show up differently too when we are positive and an Eeyore kind of state.
Well, and you know,
through the breakthrough.
It's easy to get into Eeyore state when like it's taking forever and things aren't going well, and it's like. You start thinking about all the negative reasons why it's not going right, rather than trying to think positive. And again, this is a discipline that we all need and we all can do. So we pray, we persist, we persevere, stay positive, and then you got to be patient. Oh, my goodness, you got to be patient, right? You're thinking, tell me about it. It's like I got the patience of Job. I'm waiting forever. But this is the way in which we really, truly trust God's timing. We trust his plan, his purpose, and his timing. You know, God doesn't function with time. We do. So we're constantly looking at the clock or looking at the calendar and turning
things yesterday. That makes me think of I had trouble having children. And so God directed them to adoption. And it's been just quite a journey, quite the process. And I won't go into too much detail, but they adopted a little girl several years back, about 3 years back, and you know, at birth they had her. And
but I just got to back up because prior to that, I mean, they were implementing all of the people.
Praying,
consistently persevering, they're staying positive. They were being very, very patient.
Yeah,
it was just they were modeling how to work towards your breakthrough, trusting God. And still doing what you could possibly do.
Yeah. And God had an option in mind for this.
Yes.
And it's just so incredible to see how the Lord has orchestrated all the events. But anyway, so their little girl's about 3 years old right now. And, you know, through that process, it was a waiting time because it's more like they are a foster parent for about a year until they could get the actual, because of the situations and circumstances, before they could get the actual certification, that they're cleared to adopt. And then they had the opportunity to adopt her brother. Yeah. And that's been a process. And just heard recently that it got cleared. And so he was about a year old and a little bit older. And anyway, it's just so exciting. And just now I just feel like, you know, I still need to pray and do all the things. But it's different now.
She gave me a pain.
They were praising her, but it was more of prayer. They were just weary at times. But there was such payoff with the positivity, the persistence, perseverance, being patient. Yeah. So thank you for having
me. Very happy. And again, they modeled beautifully how to stick with it when you're looking for that breakthrough. You really believe it's from God.
So the next one.
Well, I just want to mention my friend Carl. He bounced here a few weeks ago. You know, it was really, for those of you listening who battled cancer, who know just how incredibly difficult it can be and how you maintain that positive attitude and applying these other principles while you're waiting for healing, while you're hoping for healing. Sometimes it comes and sometimes it doesn't. In his case, he really believed that God had healing in mind. So he continued applying all the principles that we're talking about. I'm mentioning with Carl too, in the midst of all of this, as sick as he got from the chemo treatments and as long as it was taking, he continued to praise God.
We
need to put that in here. We need to add praise.
That's a good
another
idea.
Key, praise.
Yeah.
Because seriously, to praise God in the midst of a really harrowing, painful, challenging circumstance requires a tremendous discipline. But Carl would be the first to say, when he praised God, there was not only a peace that came, but there was a relief that came to his spirit, sort of a lightness that came to him.
That's so,
I'm talking to me right now, in the midst of things where you don't think it's going as well as you want it to, or whatever it might be, it's time to praise God.
Yeah.
Not for the circumstance, obviously, but praise God for who he is.
He's sovereign.
His loving sovereignty.
Yeah, and he's got your best interest in mind. So that's
all right. So we're
number six.
Number six, and that
be
is...
expectant.
Mm.
How many times do we want that breakthrough, but then we have this little bit of doubt or something? We're not fully expectant of what will happen. And so expectation activates faith. expectation accurately.
It really does. And that is just being very transparent right here.
Okay.
That's a really tough one for me.
I know that.
Like
They probably know that too.
I can trust God, everything else, but it's like expecting the outcome to be in line with the breakthrough that I'm working towards.
Yeah.
That I believe God wants. That could be challenging. So you have any tips on how to stay expectant?
That's a good question. I think it's like a muscle you have to keep building. You have to practice that as well, because it's
so like every day you're looking for.
Yeah, you're having great expectancy in ways in which God's going to speak to you, how he's going to move in a situation.
I think if I could just add, I do think that using our mouth to speak
words, things
out
absolutely
makes a huge difference, because our brain hears us verbally say it. I talk to me a lot in my head. I don't talk
I'm glad I'm not in your head there.
Oh my goodness. If you could hear what goes on in here, you'd be so encouraged. So I think that's a big key. If we can expectantly speak things out, not in a contrived way.
But when we're speaking life-giving words over the breakthrough, over the situation, I mean, it shakes loose. I mean, really, I mean, God spoke this world into existence. There's power, life and death, and the power of the tongue. So that's a big part of it.
And I think during times of waiting, it also, it just reinforces our hope. Romans 8, chapter 8, verse 25 says, "But if we hope for what we do not yet have, we wait for it patiently."
There's that P, patient.
Yeah, exactly. I was just thinking about an occurrence that happened in our lives early in the relationship. And we were up against, you know, some pretty big challenges from a whole variety of circumstances. And you believed that God was going to bring them. In all honesty, I was riding on the coattails of your expectancy, because you were speaking it out. And there were times you'd say, "Todd, it's going to work out. God's going to work it out." And I'd think, "Yeah, right." But you were so right, because you had that expectant faith. So
I sure did.
I'm just talking to myself right now, because there are others listening that are like me. If you're a little low on that end, find somebody who can speak it out for you.
Ride the coattails.
Yeah. Or if you do speak it out, remember, you can have a great influence on others when you do.
That's actually a good word.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Last principle, number 7. When it happens, when the breakthrough occurs, man, give God the credit.
Yes.
I mean, I know
you'll
pat yourself on the back a little bit for all the hard work, but you got to give God credit.
Give praise where praise is due, and it is to the Lord. Because breakthroughs, they're not the finish line, right? They aren't.
No.
They're testimonies, and they are really to build other people's faith. I mean, look at all the stories in the Bible that we read. We build our faith based on what we've read 1,000 years ago, and before, way before. And it's just powerful. So our stories matter. Your story matters. It's important. So share it, speak it, write it.
Yeah.
And
tell it.
Tell it.
Psalm 66:16 says, "Come in here, all you who fear God. Let me tell you what he has done for me." Mm-hmm. We have a friend who is out sharing like crazy the incredible
praising God,
healing
he
received for stage 4 brain cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And he went through traditional medicine processes for surgery and whatnot, and then he stepped it up, and he really implemented some incredible healing modalities.
And we've had him on our show before. Maybe we'll put that link in the show notes.
Dr. Pete Sulak.
Dr. Pete Sulak, yeah.
Just an amazing story within 1 year, from being given only a few months to live to now a completely healed body, a vibrant faith. And here's what he's done. He's sharing his experience, what he's learned, and the modalities and protocols.
Mm-hmm.
And to thousands of people who requested his help.
Yeah.
You talk about sharing, and he gives God the glory for all of it.
And
trust me, he worked really hard on his end, but he also expected that God was going to use that and miraculous power to bring up full healing to give God glory and to help others.
such an incredible testimony. Mm. And it gives hope for those that are going through cancer situations as well. So
here we go. Let me just do a little recap. You know, when your breakthrough is not showing up, what do you do? Well, first make sure that you've defined what your breakthrough is. Be very clear on that.
Mm-hmm.
Then answer the question, why? Why do you really believe you need or must have that breakthrough?
And ask that why several times. Yep.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And number three, be certain that your breakthrough is in alignment with what God wants. It's with His word.
Yeah.
Number four, take action with massive, massive effort. And then number five, use the P principle.
Those are pray, persist, persevere, be positive, patient, and praise.
Yeah, that's so good. And then number six, stay expectant, watch for the outcome, build your faith up. And then number seven, when it happens, oh man, give God the glory.
Yeah, for sure. Do the break dance. Breakthrough, break dance.
That's it. I've not seen that one.
No, I have not done that, but maybe I should try that.
Yeah. Put it on YouTube.
We hope you are encouraged with this episode, because we all need to be reminded that our breakthroughs are there waiting for us.
Yeah.
We just need to be patient in the waiting. So when breakthroughs haven't come, we'll be discouraged.
Yeah.
I don't know if you said.
Keep going. Keep on keeping on.
Yeah, that's good.
All right.
All right. Is that all right?
I think it is.
Okay.
I'm encouraged.
Hopefully.
No, because, you know, a lot of times when we do these, I mean, really, we're talking to ourselves.
Yeah.
And so hopefully you can relate to what we're experiencing. And hopefully these principles make sense for you and it can encourage you as you continue to trust the Lord for your breakthrough.
Yeah. So thanks so much for tuning into this episode. And we will catch you at the next episode real soon. Who's on the next episode? Do you know? I don't know. Okay. Well, we'll see you then.
I can make it up.
All right. Blessings. Take care.
Well, that's a wrap for today's show. We hope you enjoyed it. As always, we love spending time with you right here on Your Biggest Breakthrough podcast. We look forward to seeing you on the next episode. But until then, just head on over to yourbiggestbreakthrough.com, where you'll find some free resources and information and a place where you can comment. And we would love to dialogue with you there. Thanks so much for tuning in, and we'll see you next time.